33 has been pulled and will be, excuse me, it's been rescheduled, not pulled, it's been rescheduled to June 14th at the 9:30 a.m. session. Please call the next item, which I believe is 639.
Amend an agreement with the Portland Business Alliance to provide policing services for the Clean and Safe program.
Very good. Captain Graham is with us today.
I brought an expert with me, so don't worry.
I didn't say anything. You said it, right? Good afternoon. If you could state your names for the records, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Captain Larry Graham, Central Precinct Captain.
Good afternoon. I'm Lene Berg, Executive Director of Downtown Clean and Safe.
I think we're just looking to renew the contract, the successful contract that we've had for the last several years with Clean and Safe, providing the officers and services to the downtown business community and the neighbors. The only thing I really want to address is I think I remember Dan Handelman yesterday made a comment about it seems unfair that we're providing these resources downtown when there's other parts in the city that have issues. I'd like to point out that a lot of the reasons that these people are down here, our officers especially, is because we do provide the resources for the homeless downtown. That's where the majority of the resources are, whether it be the homeless shelters, whether it's the mental health facilities. And so that's why it's critical to have these officers assigned here so they can deal with that. Officers that were assigned to this detail, like during the winter snowpocalypse, spent a lot of their time checking on people, making sure they were fine, getting them to the shelters that they need to. They've developed relationships. And as the city focuses on livability issues and making downtown more friendly, these are going to be it's going to be a key component in making sure that happens. I think you heard me say it before, Mayor, compassionate accountability.
Thank you, sir.
And I'd just like to add that we have had a partnership with the city since 1988 to supplement cleaning and security in the downtown core to ensure that our downtown is vibrant and welcoming to all people. Our signature cleaning program last year, which involves a partnership with Central City Concern, where formerly homeless individuals are employed, cleaned up 627 tons of garbage out of downtown, picked up 16,589 needles, and removed over 36,000 graffiti tags. The security program employs a strategy of both private security and Portland police officers. For over a decade, Clean and Safe has funded four officers as a public service, which also frees up general fund revenue for other priorities. The police officers are assigned to the geographic area of the district, but their work is solely directed by Central Precinct and supervised by Central Precinct. And of course, if there is an emergency outside the downtown core, they respond. The officers' work consists of problem solving, relationship building, and addressing the livability issues you've heard about. The officers in security have deep relationships with both social service agencies, businesses, and residents, including those who are unsheltered. For example, the police officers who are currently assigned to the district are the only law enforcement officers who can refer individuals to the LEAD program, which is Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion. It's a harm reduction program that is being piloted by Multnomah County, which seeks to refer people to services instead of to the criminal justice system, and these are people who are arrested for drug charges. This is but one example of the non-traditional approaches involving our partnership. Our downtown is the economic engine that drives the health of our city. Over a decade ago, leaders, civic leaders and business leaders understood the importance of a safe and vibrant downtown and committed to strategies that have been proven effective, including using additional officers within the district. I encourage you to extend the five-year contract.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Dan Handelman said that there are now four offices where previously there were three. Is that correct?
There have been four since I've been involved in the program, which was 2012. I think roughly before I came in 2011, the number increased to four. So we pay for four, yes.
Got it. And are they four specific people? Or
Yes, they are selected for a lot of the traits that I've talked about that are important for relationship building, problem solving. So yes, they're specifically selected, and they ride bicycles.
And what hours do they work?
They typically work the morning shift, and then there is overlap with some afternoon shift as well.
And but for the four specific offices, that this.
Yeah, they work anywhere. Shifts are split. Some of them work like from 7 until 4, and some work later on in the afternoons.
And so how many would be on duty at any particular time?
Four.
No, it's not.
There's actually six. Four are funded from this contract, and then the Bureau provides an additional two. So there's six at any one time. So there's usually typically about four working.
And does Clean and Safe direct the other two or have any interaction with the other two?
No,
we direct it. Central Precinct, I have a Sergeant Jeff Nia, is in charge of that, and he directs, we work together, but we're the ones that direct activity and stuff.
Okay. And about this law enforcement diversion, which I saw at the county, mm-hmm. How is that different from the service coordination team?
It is different in that the philosophy of that program is that people may still use while they're trying to change their lives. So they aren't necessarily put into housing. They are given services where they're at. So if they need help with something as simple as some clothing, they're referred to these case managers by the officers, and the case manager will do an assessment with them and decide what is it that you need today, and then build a relationship with this person because addiction is tricky, and people sometimes aren't ready to take a step into supportive housing or to do that work. So it's a way to engage people and try to do harm reduction in the community at the same time.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And since some of the service coordination team money is now one time, as you're evaluating for next year's budget, I do think we should look at, are we duplicating? How could we perhaps work with the county rather than having that officers make that call as to who gets into which program? I don't know how that works. I always appreciate when I get the annual report from Clean and Safe and have heard about the competition to see who can pick up as many cigarette butts. You didn't have that number, but it's usually a phenomenal amount in a day, never mind in a year. Would it be possible to get an annual report about the officers assigned to this detail? Because one of the concerns that's been raised is, are they ticketing people at a disparate rate for low-level offences? And so I'd like to know what's the outcome of having these four positions paid for and extra services?
Sure. I'm sure that'd be something we'd be able to do. I think it's easy for, not easy, but I mean, it's something that we could have our support professionals put something together to show what compared to the others. These are more proactive officers because they need to be out there. There's more direct issues. So you're going to see a higher amount of tickets, but you're also going to see them a lot more referrals to like the LEAD program or service coordination team. You know, good policing has a little bit of both, a little bit of enforcement, a little bit of help.
Right. So, I appreciate that. I think if people knew more about what they were doing, there'd be even more support for the program. So I'm wondering, Mayor, if you'd be willing to add a directive C that there'll be an annual report on this program. So I'd move that as an amendment.
So moved. Is there a second?
I'm not aware. Was this, I don't know if this was slated to be an emergency amendment or not.
That's not been raised yet. And if you want that, we'll entertain that. Hang on. Let me take care of this first. So Commissioner
Mayor,
Fritz has moved. Commissioner Saltzman second.
I think it's been seconded for discussion. I fully support the idea of an annual report. I am reluctant to just give a blank check to an annual report without understanding exactly what we're asking them to compile, what format, what kind of frequency and the like. I mean, I think we should, if the concept is we'd like to have an annual report, I think there should be some follow-up discussion about how to make that a useful exercise.
Well, it seems fairly straightforward, I would think.
It's not straightforward to this commissioner, maybe to this commissioner, but so I'm prepared to support it as a concept, but I would ask, Mayor, that your office take the lead in fleshing out what the report would be and for what purpose.
Okay, good. I'm seeing head nods all around. Let's take the vote on the amendment, please. Call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Captain Graham, you had wanted to make the case for an emergency.
Yeah, I apologize. I wanted to make it an emergency. It actually expires at the end of this month. And so my understanding is if you approve it like normal, then it's 30 days before it goes into effect, and then it causes some problems with fiscal.
I'd move to add an emergency clause on it.
Thank you.
I'll second. And our understanding, sir, is that there's a public safety reason that this needs to be adopted on an emergency basis.
Correct. Commissioner Fritz moves. Commissioner Fish seconds.
Okay.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. I'm sorry, was there more to your presentation?
No, that's
it. Is there any
it.
Public testimony on this item?
Yes. We have one person, Mary Sipe.
Come on up, Mary.
And we'll follow up with the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi. My name's Mary Sipe. I just wanted to testify in support of this ordinance. So often anything that has anything to do with police funding is vehemently opposed by members of the audience. And I want to say that the area that I live in, we've had tremendous problems over the last couple of years with all sorts of criminal activity and, illegal camping, all sorts of problems. And last summer, I coordinated a meeting through the Crime Prevention Division with officers from the East Precinct, and we learned an awful lot about the limited resources that our police bureau has to address these problems. And what we did is we expanded our neighborhood foot patrol, and we've been receiving over the course of the last 2 years a lot of assistance from the Crime Prevention Bureau, from the East Precinct, with helping us determine how we can, on our own, address some of these issues. Needles in one area of our neighborhood, we literally have been counting how many needles we dispose of, and we've been getting help. We're doing a lot of PDX reporter, and one of the things that we did is the North Park Blocks had a really serious problem, and through the PDNA Livability and Safety Committee, we reached out to the businesses in the area and the HOAs of the various residential areas, and they came together and funded a private security patrol that patrols from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. in that area. And it's been amazing, and I'm really supportive of Amanda Fritz's suggestion about the reporting. This private security company gives us monthly reports, and it just paints such a picture. You can really measure the success. You can measure where the, sort of the water in the balloon is. You know, you push here and you fix one problem, then a new one bubbles up over here. And I just can't say enough. We would love if Clean and Safe could extend itself to our neighborhood, but what we've done is we've tried to mimic what they're doing, and I think this is a model, and I can't say enough about it, and I can't say enough about providing the funding to continue the program. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
So this is a 5-year contract, so I would have been uncomfortable with it without the agreement on an annual report. Obviously, I support the program. I just want more people to know about the good things that they do. I think that's part of our challenges with accountability and transparency, is people just don't know. I got beeped. Never mind. Aye.
Wheeler.
So I have actually done a considerable amount of research on this program, and I've gone out with a number of times with the officers involved in this program, and I think this is one example where the Police Bureau and the Portland Business Alliance doesn't do enough to sell what I think is an amazing program for this community. It's not about enforcement. And as I walked around in January, when people were literally freezing to death on our streets, they were exercising compassion, they were exercising civility, they were asking people what they could do for them, what sort of help they needed, and to be blunt, I was really impressed. I felt like in many regards, the individuals assigned to this detail know the individuals who they are working with better than anyone else in this community. And that was pretty obvious. And they could not have faked it for my benefit, because it was pretty obvious that the people that they were working with had a lot of respect and, frankly, a lot of enthusiasm for the people who were assigned to the Clean and Safe program. So I think it's great, and I'm glad they came in, and I'm glad we have the opportunity to expend this contract. I agree. I like the idea of doing an annual report. It'll give a little more, I don't want to use the word publicity, but it'll help the public better understand what it is that they are actually doing and give people an opportunity to see it and ask questions in the light of day about the program. So I support it. The ordinance is adopted as amended.